going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Reaction is hot. Reaction is heavy. 216-474-0092. Andrew Berry joined us last night on our Browns draft coverage on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Here's what he said when he saw the pick that they used as a resource.
We were always pretty open-minded to it. I think oftentimes when people think of it's natural. They automatically goes to like, okay, well, how do you maximize it by selecting? But it's a resource, and there are so many different avenues that you can use the resource to improve your team, whether it's what we did tonight, whether it's, I'll use the example, whether it's we're picking Travis Hunter, whether it's you're selecting a quarterback, whether it's you use it to trade for a high-end veteran. And so we really went into the spring pretty open-minded because, you know, part of our DNA is we want to be opportunistic and flexible. We don't want to necessarily close off our mind to how we can best utilize a resource to improve the team. So we probably went, our process probably went a little bit in parallel as we gained more information about the player and we thought through how we would actually use the pick. And ultimately, it came down to like, okay, well, you know, what would we potentially get offered? Who's going to be on the board? What's our assessment of those prospects? And then given those prospects, how big of an impact can they have on the team in the long term, you know, relative to what we could have in a trade package?
I like to simplify it as best I can. You get offered a first-round pick next year and a deeper class for quarterback in case you need it. You got to make that move. And Travis Hunter is a I'm not going to turn this into all of a sudden talking trash about Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is a fine football player, and I think he's going to be a fine football player. Same thing, like I don't need to sit there and rip on Ashton Jenny because they passed on Ashton Jenny. They don't believe in it. We'll find out because they'll probably take a running back here tonight, and if that running back has decent enough numbers, then you can explain that, or you'll lose your job. We were put up or shut up time, so it's not as murky. I know a general manager's job is to make it murky, but it's not as murky as he makes it out to be. Here was their scouting report on Mason Graham and part of the reason they took him.
I'd say it's actually more his competitive personality because really, like in person, Mason is actually, for a guy who's a tough physical defensive tackle, he's actually a little bit unassuming. He's a little bit on the quieter side, but when he crosses the white lines, you can't help but notice him. He plays with an incredibly high motor. He's incredibly tough. He's incredibly competitive, physical. And when you add that kind of on-field persona with the physical talent, his athleticism, his quickness, his strength, he has the potential to be a game wrecker in this league.
And that's Andrew Berry on Mason Graham. 216-474-0092. I got to wonder what Kevin thought because, you know, we'll have Nathan on at 9. I mean, he brought up the numbers about scoring the football and going to the playoffs. Kevin's an offensive guy. I know he played defense in college. He's an offensive guy. I think that Mason Graham's going to be a fine football player, but you know there's got to be something in the back of Kevin's head going, how are we going to put the ball in the end zone here? How are we going to do this? What are we going to do to get the ball in the end zone? Because like there were conversations about them trading back to 10 after they traded to 5, which I go, oh my goodness gracious, people are going to set their seats on fire if they do that. That didn't get done. But if you were to trade back to 10, I do think that kind of changes it because where Colston Loveland went at number 10 overall, if I'm not mistaken, to the Chicago Bears. And you're thinking, well, tight end, you spent a lot of time at 12 personnel, David Njoku. Can't hate that if you're going to go do something like that. So I got a wonder, Tone, asking you, what do you think that Kevin was thinking last night?
I think it's probably a bummer. I probably think Kevin, while they can talk about same page and everything, the reality is the coach always, always needs to win ASAP. The coaches, you know, it's not the NBA where you could just swap out even championship coaches the next year. Mm-hmm. But in the NFL, like, eventually you can't really have, you know, back-to-back disappointing seasons. You just don't know. You just don't have job security at all. And, you know, obviously a lot of GMs have not had job security under Jimmy Haslam too. But in this case, this move, it is such not a win-now move that obviously the GM feels that he's safe. Now, that could change. We had a caller say in October they could be the worst team in the league. The fans, season ticket holders could be canceling their season ticket, whatever. Like, there is pressure in that regard. But at least I can tell you today, because I don't want to be naive about it. I know when you lose games, everybody suffers. But this move, we always think Haslam signing off on the big ticket items. Well, trading out of Travis Hunter, a guy that would have sold a number of jerseys, right? A guy that could have helped your bottom line in revenue. Like, in the end, Haslam has to sign off on that. I don't think they're telling Haslam we're going to win games this year with this move. They just couldn't be.
You have to have some common sense about it. All right, let me get to Glenn in the Falls. You're next up on the Fan. Hello. Glenn? Glenn is gone. Rick in Doylestown, home of the Chippewa Chips. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking the call.
Glad to have you, Rick. Go ahead.
Good deal. I would have been a little more excited if it hadn't been Graham. I'm not saying he's not, like you said, solid player. Genty would have got me a little more excited. You're asking what you think Kevin's thinking, and I think Dart was definitely his guy, or looked, you know, to be the kind of guy he would like to have. Tonight, you either got to take Shador, or if you don't take Shador, you got to take Shuck. You got to take one of them two out of these first two and Henderson. If you take them two, I think, you know, you got some promise, you got something to build on. And the best thing about it is, even if you miss on a quarterback this year, you've got a shot at it again next year.
Not a bad feeling, Rick. I got to tell you, I think that you'll find out right off the rip at 33. If they don't take a quarterback at 33, I don't think they're going to take one at 36. Or if they don't take Shador at 33, they ain't going to take him at 36. So you're looking more project back in the third round later on tonight.
Right, and I'm not greatly excited about that. But to be honest with you, I would have really been excited to see Hunter and Shador. You know, that would have been, I think, for your offense-wise, you'd have been outstanding there. I think you would have had a lot of upkeep. And we'll see what happens, man. Not a bad deal. I understand the principle of it. They did get a good haul for it. Yeah. So you can't fault him for that. But if I'm feeling like Kevin, like you said, I feel a little lost here. You better get a quarterback, and you better get something on the offense, because can't win if you're only scoring 10 points a game.
Rick, thank you very much for the call.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.